So as we come into our appreciative, compassionate body scan, taking a moment to settle the body in an agreeable posture, making sure nothing is tight or constricting, that there's comfort and ease in the posture. Noticing that breathing is happening and allowing for some nice full breaths. Perhaps making that little sigh of relaxation at the end of each out breath. So just letting the breath help us settle into body. Possibly feeling the breath in the whole body, if that's helpful for you, or breathing in and out of any areas where you need to encourage a bit of relaxation, a bit of letting go. Remembering too your lovely intentions for being here today. Bring them to the front of the mind to inform this practice. And perhaps this little poem will help you in that. It doesn't have a title that I know of, so the first line serves as the title. Today I asked my body what she needed. Today I asked my body what she needed, which is a big deal considering my journey of not really asking that much. I thought she might need more water, or protein, or greens, or yoga, supplements, or movement. But as I stood in the shower, reflecting on her stretch marks, her roundness where I would like flatness, her softness where I would like firmness, all those conditioned wishes that form a bundle of never quite rightness, she whispered very gently, "Could you just love me like this? Could you just love me like this?" Appreciating our bodies is an act of loving like this, just as we are. And so now we'll let the breath gently recede into the background of awareness, engaging it whenever we need to deepen our attention, our release, our letting go. And dropping awareness now down into the feet. Feeling the feet just as they are. The soles, the toes, the tops of the feet. Our feet that have traveled many miles through this life. Of course, they're bound to feel some discomfort as a result. Can we appreciate their efforts? And bring compassion to the feet wherever there may be discomfort. Compassion throughout the practice can be in the form of soothing touch to the body part, or hand to the heart or elsewhere, or offering some loving kindness phrases for a few moments. And throughout the practice, we might say thank you. Thank you. To our feet and all the different parts as we encounter them. And then gently releasing the feet and letting your attention travel up the shins and the calves and include the knees, opening to what you may find here. Knees can get pretty sore over a lifetime. They might appreciate a little massage. And thank you for your efforts. And gently moving into the thighs, up to and including the hip joints. These powerful muscles and joints. Moving us about. Again. There's a toll taken on them over a lifetime. Appreciating the thighs and the hips. Thank you. And with any of the body parts that we struggle with, as we offer compassion, we can remember that others too may be afflicted in these body parts. It's just part of having a body. Could you just love me like this? And breathing down through the lower extremities to the toes, feeling them all together for a few moments. Encouraging some softness and ease without it being forced. And then gently releasing that as we shift now into opening into the upper extremities, beginning with our miraculous hands. So much to thank our hands for. To manipulate objects, to feed ourselves, care for others, to connect with others. To write, to type. And opening into the wonder of sensation in the hands, the thumbs, the opposable thumbs, the fingers, the palms, the backs. So much to feel here. A wonderful place for grounding ourselves. and offering soothing touch to any of the joints, anything that feels a little uncomfortable. Compassion we give to any body part is an expression of appreciation. And then slowly moving awareness into the forearms, up to and including the elbows. What can you sense here? And opening into the upper arms, up to and including the shoulders. So our elbows and our shoulders are highly mobile joints, which allows for great flexibility. It also puts them at risk for injury. So their strength is also their weakness. Can we appreciate that with kindness, knowing this is true for all humans? And then using the breath to breathe down to the fingertips, opening to the upper extremities for a few moments, feeling them all together. Thank you. Thank you. And releasing on the exhale as we shift our attention now into the pelvic region. We feel the sensations of the buttocks and the sitting bones making contact, aware of the genitals, the lower intestines, the bladder, all of these essential parts. Thank you. Thank you. Could you just love me like this? Feeling into the belly. The part we so often complain about and yet so busy caring for us, all those internal organs involved in digestion. Thank you. Letting the attention move through the belly into the low back. Aware of muscles and bones, the spine, the sacrum, the lumbar spine. regions that often get tight with the stress of our lives and just holding up our bodies. Little massage, what do you need? Letting your awareness move up the back of the body. Feeling the ribs, the spine, the muscles. That lovely movement with breathing. Opening with soothing touch to any part, especially as you get into the shoulder blades and the shoulder muscles. And the back of the neck. Little massage, soothing touch. Compassionate kindness done with appreciation. Feeling the breath along the length of the back, from the head, the nape of the neck, down to the tailbone. Breathing into it. And as we let go on the out breath, coming into the chest. Feeling our lungs automatically moving, the heart automatically beating. So miraculous. Any discomfort here, hand to the heart, to the chest. Or just placing it there out of a thank you. Coming into the front of the neck, the throat, there may be tension here. A very busy highway in the body. With the vocal cords and the trachea for the air and the esophagus for the food, the muscles, the great blood vessels, the nerves. Thanking this complicated part of the body for its efforts. And breathing from the neck all the way down to the pelvic floor. And releasing that part of the body as we now come into the head and face. So many miraculous pieces here. So many parts to be thankful for. So feeling the chin and the jaw, allowing us to talk and chew. And yet we can get tension here. We might need a little massage. Feeling the mouth, with all of its parts, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate, appreciating taste. Wow, taste. Thank you. Thank you. Talking, smiling, laughing, singing. Thank you. Thank you. Kissing. Thank you. Sensing the nose, passage of air, sense of smell. My goodness, thank you. Enrichment of taste through the sense of smell. Thank you. And our cheekbones and our muscles in our cheeks. These muscles of facial expression, allowing us to connect with each other and ourselves and what we're feeling. My goodness, thank you, thank you. We feel our eyes, we're aware of vision. So miraculous. The colors, the seeing of one another. The beauty of this time of year. Feeling into the forehead, again, so involved in expression, as are the eyes. There may be tension, another region that could need some soothing touch, some loving kindness words. And we feel into the scalp, all along the scalp, top, the back, the sides, protecting our brains with the cranium, the hair. Thank you. And we're aware of our ears and the miracle of hearing. To be hearing this meditation, one another's voices, laughter, music, danger too. Thank you, thank you. And breathing in and out of face and head. Extending that breathing in and out of, down to the fingertips. Down to the pelvic floor, through the torso. And down to the toes, feeling breath and body as a whole. This marvelous, miraculous body. Can we just love it like this, just as it is?